Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here on the radio, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. The last guy that called in was very courteous to say that he was going to get off the line so we could take other calls, and I honestly told him we didn't have any. You're not supposed to do that in radio, right? You're not supposed to sound smaller time than you actually are. You're not supposed to admit the
truth.
It's
a show, right? Yeah. Like, so you're supposed to show them that right. you're big.
But this is an open phone show, and so, you know, if we're not taking calls, that means one of two things. There's some serious technical difficulty that we physically cannot take the calls due to some machine blowing up or whatever. That's pretty rare. So it's more likely that that just means that nobody's on the line. And that's just how it goes sometimes with nighttime radio here. Our toll-free number
or
is
whatever we're talking about. I mean, if we started talking about Confederate flags right now,
yeah, no doubt.
It'd blow up over
immigration,
there.
Guaranteed phone calls. But, you know, it's not necessarily about getting calls on talk radio. It's about talking about ideas. And that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. So.
Yeah, the idea is to hold listeners as opposed to get people to call. And, you know, that's the difference.
But I just wanted to let you know, if you ever don't hear calls on Free Talk Live, that means you can call in and get right through.
But I've heard the big guys talking about having no calls, too.
Do they? They actually talk about it.
I've heard Savage say that. And I called in to the Lionel show in the. You know, I used to call in after I'd leave the show. Apparently, I didn't get enough radio in 3 hours. I'd call the Lionel show at 10.
Back when we were on the radio in Florida?
Junkie. As I was driving home, and I'd get straight on the air.
Would you do that now that they have the hands-free law going on in New Hampshire, Mark? Would you go ahead and call in one of your buddies?
It depends on what my audio quality would be.
Or would you have the hands-free device in your fancy truck?
I have a hands-free device in my wife's car, and I've got a headset in my old truck.
You know, this hands-free law in New Hampshire that you're referring to, relatively new, it went into effect.
It's pretty common in most states.
It is. That actually has contributed to me using my handheld device more.
Why?
In the car. Simply because now I have one of those dash-mounted things that you can, like, hold your phone in.
Okay.
So I don't have to hold the phone anymore, because that's one of the dangers of using a phone. I mean, it's dangerous, period, to use a phone in the car if you're moving. But it's more dangerous to hold that phone in your lap and look at it, right? Because then you're moving your eyes away from the road. And so now I've got one of these little heads-up display things where, you know, it's a holder, right?
Yep.
It attaches to the windshield, and so it keeps my phone right there. So if I want to have the GPS with Waze on there now, I can do that. Whereas before,
can you send me a link for one of those, because I want to get one too?
I just went to Walmart.
Oh.
So I couldn't even tell you. I mean, I'd have to go. I could go look at the brand or whatever.
Right.
Actually, it's pretty good.
But I want to get it through purse.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, I bet you could get a really nice one through saveitpurse.com.
Yeah, that is a great argument for not doing this, because now people who are aware that there's a law against this are going to keep their phones hidden
down in their laps.
And now they're looking down at their laps away from the road, whereas
more
before
dangerous.
They're holding their phone right up. And they can see everything around them, and their hand is moving everywhere they look.
Yep.
If they're looking at their GPS or something, hopefully they're not texting. Hopefully they're just looking at their GPS. But whatever. I mean, this is a great reason not to have this law.
Totally
I would like
agree.
To see the stats in 1 year. I know that people are already compiling these stats, saying that it hasn't prevented any accidents. It has only increased the revenue by a whole bunch.
Oh, I bet it has.
Best thing I've seen is people's sort of argument is well, you'd feel differently if one of your family members was killed in an automobile accident. And I don't know how I would feel, but I'm not really interested in how people feel. I'm interested in reason, logic, statistics, numbers. I want, if we're going to have legislation, let's base it on that stuff, not how people feel. I mean, in that case, if you want people to feel better, pass a law that says everybody gets a balloon every day.
RRT.com, focusing on Bitcoin, where a programmer from Luxembourg has set a challenging goal to travel across the world for an entire year using just Bitcoin. He has already completed 7 months of his journey and visited 14 countries. Felix Weiss wrote in his blog on January 12th, the day he started his adventure, quote, "I'm about to start my biggest adventure yet. Around the world trip for..." I don't know what a Luxembourgian accent sounds like. Around the world trip for...
Try something John said.
Not like that.
365... I'm not trying. 365 days. And this is a challenging... With a twist, he left a word out. "This is challenging with a twist. Traveling on only Bitcoin," he wrote in his blog. After converting all of his money to Bitcoin, which doesn't sound like a good idea, he cut up his credit card, displaying the pieces in an online video as proof he was serious.
I guess he's serious.
Weiss decided to follow simple rules in his adventure. Use Bitcoin wherever possible, such as paying for accommodation, food, and travel, and never to use a debit or credit card or ATM. However, Weiss did allow himself to have some spare cash in the form of local currency, but even that money, he says, can only be obtained by trading Bitcoin with local people, he says in his blog. So it's an interesting experiment. Now, it's not the first time it's been done. There have been people. We actually had John Bush and Kat Bleich here on the air with us just a few months ago. They were on a Bitcoin tour where they traveled from New Hampshire down to Austin, Texas, and a few cities in between on only Bitcoin, as I understand it. And there have been some others who've done that as well. There was those guys from the Bitcoin movie that came here into town. Mark, you were here for them, right, when they came
yeah.
here? And I don't know how successful they were on their trip, but they were trying to travel with only Bitcoin. So I imagine it can be somewhat challenging, but at the same time, it forces you to be in a sort of a mindset of being an evangelist for Bitcoin. Because wherever you go, you can look up the already accepting Bitcoin businesses, but that's not going to be a whole lot typically. So
yeah,
you're going
to
need, your services to come from elsewhere. And you know, if you're going to get gas, for instance, you're going to have to get creative. You're going to have to pitch that gas station on accepting Bitcoin. Or you can do what somebody was talking about earlier, where you can go on shopatpurse.com and then use Amazon to buy a gift card for GameSpot, and then go to GameSpot and then use their GameSpot card to buy a Shell gift card. And so there are ways to do this sort of shuffling around of Bitcoin and
get a little time,
get things paid for. And if you're traveling and that's all you're doing, then you certainly have plenty of time to do things like that. But wow, what a ballsy move to actually convert all of his money into Bitcoin. Talk about a really just there's some gumption there, and there's some serious risk involved in that, because Bitcoin is a highly volatile thing. I mean, just over the last month or two, it has gone as high as $300 and as low as $200, and that's a pretty big difference there. So this is a pretty big risk that he's taking. Anyway, he goes on to say that he discovered the digital currency in 2012, and it took him a while to understand the new kind of money, but eventually it changed his life. The first destination was the Czech Republic in Prague, where he ate his first lunch in a local restaurant and paid for it in Bitcoin. The staff didn't speak English, and the programmer had to gesticulate to show them how exactly he wanted to pay for the meal. That would be fun, trying to communicate to, I guess presumably this is somewhere that already accepted Bitcoin, so I imagine he, you know, just got out his phone and pointed to his wallet app or something like that.
Well, you're assuming that the staff knew all about accepting Bitcoin.
They don't always.
My experience is that the business owner says, yeah, we'll take some Bitcoin, and then they don't get a lot of sales in Bitcoin, so the staff doesn't know that much about it.
Yep, that has been my experience as well. With awkward gestures, he says, I'm still able to order and pay for the very first Bitcoin meal on my trip, pasta with mushroom sauce and spinach.
Sounds delightful.
Weiss described how excited one of the owners of another cafe was when he settled the bill for coffee in Bitcoin. He said, quote, I'm explaining to him, the owner, how to set up a Bitcoin wallet, and in less than 2 minutes, he installs a bread wallet on his iPhone and receives the first Bitcoin payment for the pancakes. He's astonished at how fast it is and calls it a historic moment. Thank you, Verdan. Your pancakes rock. And that is, you know, it is a pretty satisfying thing, especially if you get, there's the Bitcoin wallet, actually, if you search for that on the Android store. Bread wallet's only for iPhone.
iPhone, right.
The Bitcoin wallet is what it's called. It's just the most basic kind of wallet. And it makes a little ching, kind of change receiving, change dropping sound effect when Bitcoin comes in. And it sounds really satisfying when that happens. Like, you know what that sound means, and it's very good. I recommend
conditioning
that.
You, Ian.
Who's they?
They, the Bitcoin controllers.
You mean everybody?
Yeah.
Because anybody can be involved in Bitcoin. In fact, that's one of the challenges with the Bitcoin community is right now there's a bit of a controversy between two camps in the Bitcoin community. 855-450-FREE, more on Traveling with Bitcoin, and you can, of course, call in to bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Will Greece be getting some Bitcoin ATMs? Maybe 1,000 of them coming soon.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. It felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, indeed. This is Free Talk Live, and we're here to take your phone calls about whatever you want to discuss. You dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're telling a story about a man who has been traveling now for 7 months using only Bitcoin. Now, he is, in some cases, when he's in dire need, he's converting from Bitcoin to local cash, but that still requires him to convert the Bitcoin. He still has to find someone who's willing to trade local money, local currency, for his Bitcoin. I think that's legit. I think that's legit. He is only holding Bitcoin. That's what he's got. He does not actually have, you know, regularly local cash with him. If he gets into a need to have local cash, he converts what he needs from his Bitcoin into that local cash and has been traveling now for 7 months and has already hit 14 countries in what he is expecting to be a full year on the road and all around the globe with just Bitcoin. Now, maybe he's getting his Bitcoin news from Bitcoinist.net. The ultimate resource for Bitcoin industry news, reviews, education, and the latest in the cryptocurrency ecosystem. It's a website that actually integrates a community forum, as well as breaking Bitcoin and digital currency news. They aim to cover fintech and blockchain tech news as well. Bitcoinist, that's the word Bitcoin with I-S-T at the end of it. Bitcoinist.net has very sophisticated Bitcoin network statistics, a solid beginner's guide to Bitcoin, and more. Their platform at Bitcoinist.net serves the needs of everyone looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies, from beginners to experts. So go to Bitcoinist.net. He cut up his credit card, displaying the pieces in an online video as proof that he's serious about traveling with only Bitcoin. He was able to convert a breakfast shop owner into accepting Bitcoin, and the owner called it a historic moment when he received his first Bitcoin transmission. The programmer says he believes the Czech Bitcoin community is very serious about the first digital currency. Less agreeable Bitcoin circumstances awaited the traveler in Turkey, however. He said that he spent 2 days trying to convince the restaurant staff to accept Bitcoin for just pizza in the city of Fethi, South Turkey. He says, I almost gave up. Then my diving instructor and a Turkish friend, Baba Turgay, helped me to win over a pizzeria owner in the town. We got two large pizzas.
I just want a pizza!
Yep, two large pizzas and drinks for 0.16 Bitcoin at that time. Now, if you recall, the very first Bitcoin transaction back that is at least known from what I understand, the very first Bitcoin transaction back in like 2009 or 2010, because it came out in 2009, was 20,000 Bitcoins for two pizzas.
I thought it was 10,000 Bitcoins for two
pizzas. Oh, was it only 10,000?
I could look it up.
Okay. Yeah, maybe it was like 10,000 per pizza or something like that, and 20,000 for the two pizzas. But yeah, check my fact on that one there, Mark. But it was definitely pizzas for tens of thousands of Bitcoin.
There were thousands spent on pizzas.
Thousands?
Yeah, thousands at
least.
I've never
heard that one before.
Well, now it's there. It's there.
10,000.
It was 10,000
yeah.
For just one or two pizzas?
Two pizzas.
Okay, so 10,000 Bitcoin. So now two pizzas cost 0.16 Bitcoin.
Do you see how arbitrary it is at that point, though, that we're attempting to establish value in what is called a currency, but at that point has never been used to purchase anything? This is the first purchase with Bitcoin, so the people are trying to figure it out. And I think that it was a situation where a guy in, like, England calls a guy in, like, calls a pizza place in Florida, places an order for some pizzas and sends it to the guy's house in exchange for this 10,000 Bitcoin.
Oh, wow.
I'd have to read the story here, but as I recall.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Ah, that's interesting. I didn't know that detail of the story. I figured that pizza place was taking the Bitcoin.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, wow.
So at that point, you know, I mean, are you the guy and so you're the purchaser of the Bitcoins, you're the pizza purchaser guy. Do you say, well, not 10,000, because, I mean, 10,000 is a pretty arbitrary number, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't 9,997. It was just 10,000, whatever.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, it could have been 20,000 just as easily. It was pretty arbitrary. Now, at that point, Bitcoin had a value. It was set at that point, and then it's just gone up from there.
Despite the problems in Turkey, he experienced the first Bitcoin paragliding flight ever, which he recorded on video. He said, "Bitcoin is the most exciting global socioeconomic experiment right now. I really believe in it," he told Reuters. The programmer covered 14 countries all in all, most of the EU, Turkey, Israel, and Ukraine. His next stops include Asia as well as South America. He says, "Now that I know it's possible to live off of Bitcoin in 14 countries, why go back to the boring old system?" he concludes. And that's an interesting question, if you can make it happen.
Especially when you consider that all the money he can keep in his wallet, if he does only make transactions in Bitcoin, so any of the taxes that he was having to pay out, well, I mean, who knows about that? Except
that's
him,
true.
Except him and whoever's his, well, I mean, if it's an individual wallet, he's the only one who knows what he has.
It's as off the books as you want it to be. With Bitcoin, you can do privacy things with it that are just not possible with cash. So, for instance, your Bitcoin wallet, if you just start a wallet, it has a certain identifying address. And you can, sure enough, give that identifying address, that wallet ID out to anybody that you want. In fact, if you go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, you'll see our Bitcoin tip jar address. And that never changes. But that's not because it can't. If you want to, you can create a new receiving address for every single transaction.
That's what we do for Free Talk Live's billing for ads.
That way each advertiser...
We know when an invoice is filled, essentially.
Yeah. Mm.
So we do... Free Talk Live takes in a good deal of its revenue in Bitcoin because we do...
What, we have about 25, 30%?
It's been between 25 and 50. I couldn't tell
you this
month.
It depends on the month.
Yeah. But, I mean, we've been over 50 before,
wow.
50%. And what my wife has found is that the easiest thing to do is just to create a new address for every invoice, and that way there's no confusion as to which invoice is filled, because this is some issues that anybody who sends out invoices knows that it's like. It's like your vendor or whatever. Mm-hmm. Vendor's not the right word, but your customer is like, oh, I got two invoices for the same amount. It must be the same thing, so they just pay one. Well, it's a surprise. We charge you $1,000 every month, and you've got to pay that much every month. So, yeah, there can be confusion.
So I think this is an interesting question. I'd like to explore it further. The question of why go back? He's gone all in. He has only Bitcoin. And if he needs to, he'll convert the Bitcoin into local currency. But he's not seeing any real reason to go back to the old system. And I can't blame him for it. If all you are is just a consumer and, you know, you're just kind of living your life, doing your thing, you're getting paid for your job, whatever that is, and you're just spending money on your stuff in life, it's relatively simple, I would say, to switch to Bitcoin only. It gets a little more complicated if you're running a business, right? So, I mean, we'd be cutting our nose off to spite our face if we told all of our advertisers...
No more cash.
No more cash, right? That would be stupid.
No more U.S. cash.
Yeah, you can't do that, right? As a business owner, you have to be flexible for your customers. Your customers want to pay with method A, you've got to accept method A. And so I think that it makes it more complicated for businesses to make a full switch to Bitcoin only. Obviously, I think some of our cryptocurrency friends would like to see that happen. But for his position, just being a guy going to a restaurant or, you know, ordering a pizza or buying some stuff online, that's something you can do. And in fact, our friend Derek J, who is the host of Flaming Freedom, he's been living off of primarily Bitcoin for the last couple of years of his life as well. This is eminently doable, especially now with things like the WageCAN card, which actually allow you to convert your Bitcoin onto an international MasterCard. That is essentially what you do is you load it with Bitcoin, and then it actually has, when you load it with the Bitcoin, it converts that to U.S. dollars that sit on the card. But that's still using Bitcoin to buy things, ultimately. Because it's fed by Bitcoin. Very cool stuff out there.
I'd love to do the business on Bitcoin only, but I...
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend at GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart website and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
You're old enough to tell that something is definitely wrong. You've been paying attention for years, and you're ready. You're probably frustrated because your children don't listen to your words of warning. What will you do when your grandkids show up hungry at your door? Get more food storage from Ready Supply Foods. We sell 50% more food for your dollar, and we can prove it. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We're the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Could you live off of Bitcoin only? At least that's what you use. Let's just say that's your source of all of your funds in life. Because that's what this programmer has done. RT's reporting on a man from Luxembourg who has he's sold all of his cash. He bought Bitcoin. And now he's traveling around the world, which is a nice thing to be able to afford to do.
Yeah.
Traveling around the world, he's hit 14 countries thus far in 7 months. And has been living exclusively off of Bitcoin. Have you ever tried this? Are you currently someone who's doing this? There are people who are doing this, and they're not making a big deal out of it. Our friend Derek J. Freeman is one of those people. He has quietly been living off of Bitcoin for a number of years, even since before he got here, came back to Keene, New Hampshire last year. He'd been living in the Philadelphia area with just Bitcoin. So it's certainly possible. And these experiments that people do, I think, are important for people to hear about, to know that this is a real thing. Because there's still people out there who think stuff like, oh, Bitcoin, I thought they went out of business.
Wasn't that a scam?
Yeah. Didn't they arrest that guy?
Yeah, isn't it a Ponzi scheme?
Right. So we heard all of these at the Bitcoin outreach booth at the local fairgrounds here this year at in Keene, New Hampshire.
And the good news is people had heard of Bitcoin.
Right. Even though they'd gotten this information about it, that's what the mainstream media does, is they, you know, sort of try to poison people on Bitcoin.
I think that that's you're ascribing intent. I think what they're doing is they're reporting what is news, and news tends to be bad news. Good news isn't really news.
Well, I think there is an intent in the mainstream money publication, specifically the old media kind of money publications.
Then why
where they are just
big banks looking at taking over blockchain technology to use inside their banks? I mean, they're looking at this stuff.
Yeah, I've heard about that. That's true. But that doesn't mean that the columnists aren't out there S-talking Bitcoin every chance they get.
Yeah, but as far as mainstream media is concerned, you can't tell who is actually writing their material. I mean, when you watch multiple stations, multiple channels, all delivering the exact same wording on some of these articles, on some of these news reports, you've got to wonder who is writing their material. And so
you do got to wonder
who's the puppet master, who does not want Bitcoin to come to fruition and make its
anybody
mark.
In the old money world. I mean,
you know, money that can't be regulated, money that can't be
right.
Located.
Governments certainly don't want Bitcoin to succeed. The banks do not want Bitcoin to succeed. Now, I'm being very general. There's probably some bank manager out there who's really into Bitcoin. I'm just being very general with that statement. The old moneyed interests that like things the way they are, the system the way it is, they are very anti-Bitcoin.
And they're looking to adopt blockchain technology, which is part of Bitcoin, to make their businesses run more efficiently.
Yeah, but so they want to start their own blockchain.
I'm interested to see how they go about doing things like that, but
they want to like have a centralized blockchain or something like that.
Bitcoin's one of those things, the more they try to eradicate it, the stronger it's going to get.
Mm, yeah.
Well, right now it's having a little bit of trouble. The price has been down over the last few days. Well,
that doesn't have anything to do with big bankers. That has to do with an argument in the Bitcoin sphere about the
future
the fork.
Of Bitcoin.
All right, so now I don't know anything. This is the first time I've heard about this schism. Is this something we can talk about now? Let's talk about it now.
I'll see if I can boil it down as best as I understand it. Essentially, there's a disagreement among the Bitcoin core developers. So there's, as you know, it's an open source project. Bitcoin's a decentralized currency, for those that don't know, that you can use anywhere in the world where anyone's willing to accept it. You can send money to anybody, anywhere in an instant for next to zero cost. It's not created by a bank or a government, and it's this decentralized currency that really can't be taken offline by a government. If governments decide they don't like Bitcoin, too bad. They can't stop it. Just in the same way they can't stop people from sharing files on the internet. Bitcoin's like the file sharing of money, if you will. It's internet money, and it works very, very well.
What
it does.
They can try to stop you from sharing files, and they can take those sites down, and they could, arrest some poor old lady because her kid downloaded 15 songs.
But when's the last time that happened? I mean, generally file sharing is they don't touch it. They can't go after everybody.
Or you can get that notice from your
the
cable
ISP.
Provider saying, hey, look, we noticed you were sharing something. You need to put a stop to that. Otherwise, we're going to do this, and this.
If you ever get one of those notices, you obviously weren't using ProXPN and connecting to their Netherlands server, which you can totally do. ProXPN.com. Use code FTL50. So Bitcoin, decentralized currency. It's amazing stuff. It's open source, which means that anybody who's got the programming chops can go and read the code for Bitcoin. If you're worried that Bitcoin's got a back door in it and somebody, one of the programmers, is going to steal all the Bitcoin someday.
And somebody hasn't figured it out since 2009 when they created this stuff.
Well, the reason someone would have figured it out by now is because it's open source. Anyone
right,
who wants
I mean.
To can go and read the code and actually see what's in it.
Well, what I'm trying to say, Ian, this is even if you don't know what the code is, you could look how to read code, you could say to yourself, people have been able to look at the code of Bitcoin for the last 7 years. I'll bet it's safe because some programmer would have said something by
now. Right. Yeah,
or stolen all the money themselves or whatever.
Exactly. So it's open source, which means that it's being worked on by the community, by the Bitcoin people, the people that love Bitcoin and the people that are the most dedicated to the actual improving of Bitcoin are the core developers. And there apparently are five of them. Three of the five are in favor of keeping the Bitcoin status quo for the moment. Two of the five are in favor of what's called a larger block size. And so without getting into too much detail, because honestly I don't really understand it myself, there are some things going on behind the scenes in Bitcoin which involve the mining of these blocks. And this has to do with the Bitcoin miners. They're running
transactions per minute.
They're running these calculations basically to verify Bitcoin transactions, and the system can only handle so many transactions per minute, like Mark suggested, before it fills up one of these blocks. And please, Bitcoiners, correct me if I'm wrong on this. I'm not one of the more sciencey-minded tech side Bitcoiners, but I know enough about it to be able to explain this, I hope, Conan. So the debate is over this block size. Right now it's 1 megabyte,
mm-hmm.
and the debate is what should it be raised to? It's going to have to be raised at some point. It's not quite to that point yet, but it's at the point where they need to figure out what it should be raised to when it is raised. And so two of the programmers are arguing that it should be raised to like 8 megabytes and then further raised as certain milestones are passed in Bitcoin's growth. The other programmers, the other three of them, are basically saying, whoa, that's too much, it's too fast, that would result in centralizing Bitcoin, and it would take away from the original intentions of Bitcoin. And so there's sort of like this struggle between the people who want Bitcoin to be this commercially successful thing that can scale up to the size of Visa, MasterCard, PayPal, that kind of like digital money moving kind of level, I guess, the transmissions of money that they do. And the people who are like the Bitcoin, purist is the right term, but the people who believe, both sides believe that they are honoring the original vision of Bitcoin. So the other three are saying, well, you know, it's too much too fast. That could somehow centralize Bitcoin, and that's a bad thing. Mm-hmm. So you've got these two sides. The two programmers who disagree, they've decided that they can't come to a consensus with the other three, and that they want the community to make the decision. And so what they've done is they have done what is called a fork. They've created their own Bitcoin client called Bitcoin XT, and they are asking the miners of the Bitcoin world to switch to their client. And if you use the Bitcoin XT client, and I'm using it right now, if you use the client, you can still send Bitcoin and receive Bitcoin just like normal. Everything is normal with that. But if 75% of the miners switch to XT, that will trigger this fork. And it's called what is called a hard fork. And it is where the Bitcoin blockchain will essentially split into two separate blockchains where people running the old Bitcoin software, Bitcoin Core.
The Homo sapiens and the Neanderthals.
The Bitcoin Core software runners will not be able to have their Bitcoin transactions seen by the Bitcoin XT and vice versa. That's my understanding of it. I may have some technical aspect of that mistaken, but Mark, I mean, do you feel like a...
That sounds right.
Right. So the idea is once this Bitcoin XT thing gets to the 75%, and maybe it won't, but if it does get to that, then there is this unavoidable fork in Bitcoin, and that could do some very nasty things to the price of Bitcoin. Who knows what that'll do as far as wallet software. I mean, this could be a real mess, and that's why the Bitcoin price, in my opinion, has gone down over the last few days because of the news about this Bitcoin XT. So this is a
down.
Big,
it's up right now.
This is it's not up compared to the last few weeks. 855 450 free. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And you can join us here on the radio waves at 855-453. Are you living on exclusively Bitcoin? Apparently it can be done. And this is not the first time it's been done, but there's a man who's been traveling now for 7 months, 14 countries, and he's been spending only Bitcoin to, you know, get his lodging and food and everything that he needs. It's pretty cool. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We do accept Bitcoin on Free Talk Live. In fact, we accept dozens of alternative electronic currencies. There are all these other coins that are competing with Bitcoin. And you know, if there was ever a good time for one of those altcoins to rise,
ooh,
now would seem like a good time for
now
it.
Now's your time to shine.
Because Bitcoin's community is sort of in disarray. There's these two different core community groups that are fighting over the future of Bitcoin. That's resulting in the price of Bitcoin dropping.
Didn't you say Dogecoin was number three on some poll or something?
Ooh, coin market cap.
I mean, what are you guys getting as far as
coin cap?
I'm a Bitcoin guy. You know, I believe that Bitcoin's going to come back. Most of these, you got to bring something special to the table as far as I'm concerned with the alternate coins, and most of them don't.
The CoinCap website that I've used recently is coincap.io, and that actually shows you a list of all of the different the hundreds of these alternative coins to Bitcoin. and I don't have the list pulled up on my screen at the moment. Dogecoin is currently number 6 on the list of all of the
number 6 and falling
altcoins.
Wow, much plummet.
I don't know if it's falling that much.
Very crash.
There's the new thing on there is this Ethereum thing that it's kind of an interesting deal. Without getting into what it is, because I probably couldn't explain it. I've had it explained to me, and it sounded really cool.
Yes, that was basically how it was for me, too.
That's number 4. Litecoin ranking in at number 3 with Ripple in at number 2. So if there's ever going to be a chance for one of these other alt currencies to catch up, now might be a good time for them to start marketing pretty heavily because Bitcoin does seem to be in a little bit of disarray. I'm with you on this, Mark. I'm in the mood of, if you're in the Bitcoin community, hold those Bitcoins. I mean, you should still spend some just because it's a good idea to spend some Bitcoin. But, you know, buy more when you spend it. That way you can still hold some as well because the future, I think, is still bright for Bitcoin. But only time's going to tell. I mean, if this split, this fork comes to fruition, and it's expected that it could happen as soon as next year, if the fork comes to fruition, I don't know what that's going to mean for the future of Bitcoin. Then things get really uncertain the way it looks from here. Share your thoughts with us.
Yeah, but the economy is going to collapse next month anyways, Ian. So, I mean, it's no big whoop.
Well, the stock market's been having trouble the last few days, right? Didn't it drop at the last moment today? It went up a little bit during the day and then dropped.
Kerclunk.
Yeah. So, these old systems are on the way out, too. I happen to think Bitcoin or whatever it's going to be in the future, I think the decentralized... These decentralized currencies are a fine idea. Greece, looking at 1,000 Bitcoin ATMs to be possibly installed there as trust in the banks is long gone. We actually haven't talked about Greece in a while here on Free Talk Live. As you recall, Bitcoin actually popped up in price a couple of months ago as the financial situation in Greece became more dire. We were seeing more orders coming from Greece IP addresses at various different Bitcoin exchanges.
Bitcoin has an advantage being an international currency. If I travel from the United States with 100 bitcoins in my Bitcoin wallet, and I go to Greece with 100 bitcoins in my Bitcoin wallet, I don't have to do any kind of transition. I don't have to lose money on the exchange or anything like that. It allows you to send and receive money internationally, and you're the one who has control of your bank account when it comes to Bitcoin. You can imagine how the Grecians feel about that
And you can fill it to capacity, too, and it's no one on the plane is going to stop you and be like, hey, you can only take so much with you.
Yeah, there's a rule that says you can't leave the country with more than $10,000 in cash, or they will confiscate that from you.
Sure, but that's not true with Bitcoin.
No, they don't have any idea you have a Bitcoin wallet, and you have no obligation to tell them that you have a Bitcoin wallet.
Yeah, well, because the Bitcoins aren't actually on you.
That's true.
On the Internet.
Yep, that's true.
The Bitcoins haven't moved. They just have markers that indicate that you have control of them.
Right. Your phone accesses the Bitcoin. It does not have the Bitcoin, if you will. So Bitcoin service provider and exchange Qubits, this is Cointelegraph reporting, has partnered with Greek Bitcoin exchange BTC Greece to install 1,000 Bitcoin ATMs. Now, when we were talking about the Bitcoin story in Greece and how the price was going up, we looked into it. There is only one Bitcoin vending machine in Greece. It's in Athens at like a bookshop or something like that. And now they're talking about installing 1,000 of them. BTC Greece founder Thanos Marinos told Cointelegraph, "We are creating the ecosystem of Bitcoin and blockchain solutions in the Greek market that will include the rollout of 1,000 ATMs and solutions for the e-commerce and tourism industry. Partnering with the best of breed companies in the Bitcoin space will enable us to provide Greeks with solutions that will ease the difficulties of the capital controls," which are, from what I understand, still in place.
Yeah.
We had talked about...
Greeks can't access their euros, but they can access their bitcoins.
Well, they can access a very limited amount of euros. You can't go in and withdraw everything from your bank account in one fell swoop, but you can go to an ATM, a bank ATM, on a daily basis and withdraw something like 60 euros. That's it. So there's heavy capital controls. In fact, there were restrictions on businesses paying other businesses outside of the country. And the last we read, which was a couple of weeks ago about Greece, was that there was no end for those capital controls in sight. They were just going to continue until
further
notice.
And now the prime minister has quit, and yeah.
That's what I heard. The Greek government...
Things are going good there.
Yeah, so here you go. Today, many Greek businesses have failed to pay their suppliers and partners outside of the country due to the country's record-high financial problems and recent capital controls, which froze all bank accounts, credit cards, and debit cards in the country for weeks. The Greek government still restricts the weekly withdrawal limit for bank accounts and debit cards to $464 per week. To help small and medium-sized companies send payments abroad, the two companies plan to develop a cross-border payment system which will allow small businesses to send payments quickly at low cost. Also, they'll integrate some of the Greek charities on board this system. And it sounds like they've really got an interesting plan. I wish them the best of luck. He says, Bitcoin adoption is happening and at a very fast pace. In Greece, it's not just hype, but a solution to day-to-day problems of people and businesses under capital controls. Yeah, that's right. This is your best option. Bitcoin is it. You can't do anything with a banking system in Greece. It's all locked down. If you have a very limited amount of, checks that you have to write to pay and vendors outside, you can do that. There's certain limits on that. But if you're doing a lot of business, you have to have all of your transactions approved by some bank board. Like, there's serious controls on what you can and can't do with bank accounts in Greece, and so Bitcoin can be the solution for those people. But unfortunately for a lot of people in Greece, it's too little too late. You know, they're already on lockdown. You can get out what little they're allowing you to get out. You can transfer that into Bitcoin, but it sure would have been nice had you seen this coming, you know, that you seen the writing on the wall that economic difficulty was right around the corner. That would have been the time to cash out the bank account, get the Bitcoin, and then you'd actually have some protection.
Well, you can't ever know when what you there's no way, oh, yeah, I should have done this, I should have done that. I'd be a multimillionaire, multi-billionaire if I could.
See, that's superpower.
What I can tell you is, however, governments are going to mess with fiat currencies, and they can't mess with Bitcoin. So you should consider having at least a certain amount of your wealth in, Bitcoin, gold, silver, these kind of things where they're going to have a difficult time messing with them. The people in Greece who are doing, who have their savings in gold, they're doing okay too.
Oh. And I wonder if those 1,000 Bitcoin vending machines or Bitcoin ATMs that they're going to install are going to be the Mike Tyson Bitcoin ATM.
Yeah,
because people were wondering about this. They were wondering if this was like a scam, if Mike Tyson was being ripped off somehow and somebody was like taking him for a ride. Nope, turns
Nobody
out.
Nobody takes Mike for a ride.
Nope, definitely not. In this case, this is a real thing. The Mike Tyson Bitcoin vending machine is a Lamassu Bitcoin vending machine, which is the one that was created in New Hampshire by Free State Project early movers, so that's pretty cool. And it's actually there in Las Vegas, and it is open for business. So it actually has, you can actually see a picture in the Vice article, or at least I thought you could.
This is very curious. What motivated this knucklehead to go into such a venture?
I mean, maybe he's not as dumb as you think he is.
You think he might be playing it? It might be playing it up because that's, you know, how people foresee their boxers is, you know, guys that are slurring and slobbering all over themselves. And
Mr. Tyson, Conan's opinions do not represent mine at all.
So it's here, man.
I take it back, Mr. Tyson. I take it back.
I mean, there you go.
Your face tat is overwhelming me at the moment.
So you've got the Bitcoin vending machine on top of like a stand that has a nice full-color photo of Mike Tyson looking very intimidating on it. And apparently people are using this thing. We'll put the logo, or we'll put the link to the article up on our Facebook and Twitter. Check out Conan on his show, Black Sheep Rising. Go to blacksheeprising.org, and we'll see you tomorrow night on Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter.
Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.